The nearly two-month-long journey took the Sekuliak through both open water and sea ice as the 261-foot vessel traveled over 500 miles north of Utqiagvik, the farthest north it's ever been.
Where we were up in the northern Chukchi, we were breaking new ground.
That's UAF Geophysical Institute Professor Bernard Coakley speaking from the Sekuliak via satellite phone. Coakley and colleagues have used an array of technology to survey the ocean floor of the Canada Basin and adjacent Chukchi borderlands. Coakley lists features observed, including channels in the sea bottom.
Where the gouges are parallel, we call them megascale glacial lineations, and they're evidence that a continental glacier once scraped across.
Coakley says other features like plow marks made by icebergs and piles of sediment created by now inactive faults together can help us better understand the ocean area's formation.
I like to say we've been working backwards in the Arctic, where we stand on the edges, make our observations, and then we say, well, therefore the ocean is this. But I think the real answer to the question of how the ocean formed is to be found by looking at the features.
Coakley says it has practical implications for things like mineral exploration and defining the extent of U.S. territory in the Arctic, but there's also the pure intellectual pursuit.
You know, we want to know. We want to understand. That's what drives me.
Coakley and fellow UAF researchers are scheduled to disembark from the Sekuliak in Nome and be back in Fairbanks this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.